Zambia to your feet. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup round of 16 continues with a thrilling knockout stage. Brace yourselves for an adrenaline-packed Easter weekend kicking off on Friday, 12:30 hours at Arthur Davies Stadium. Forest Mioye versus Mufulira Wanderers. Nampundwe versus Power Dynamos. And Saturday, games kick off at 12:30 hours with Mushitala taking on Muza FC and Roan versus Ichanga Rangers. Grab your tickets at www.techpay and watch the games live on Supersport and the Absa Facebook page.
Your story matters. Absa.
Cost of living in Lusaka rises to over 12,000 kwacha in March. Government says OMC is expected to strengthen fuel reserves amid tax relief measures. In global news, four children stabbed to death at Uganda school. With the main news at 18, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The cost of living for a family of five living in Lusaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, increased to 12,078 kwacha, 54 ngwe in March, up from 11,844 kwacha, 63 ngwe in February 2026. JCTR Acting Social and Economic Development Program Manager Lukwe Samsunda has attributed the rise to increase in food and energy prices. Ms. Musunda adds that non-food items also increased to 6,807 kwacha, 83 ngwe, largely due to rising charcoal prices, now pegged at 750 kwacha per 90 kg bag. She notes that women are bearing the greatest burden as they are primarily responsible for household food security, often forced to reduce meal portions or switch to less nutritious options. Ms. Musunda says JCTR therefore calls for gender-responsive policies, including increased social protection, access to affordable clean energy, and targeted economic opportunities for women to cushion them from the rising cost of living.
To safeguard household welfare and promote human dignity, the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection therefore calls for the following measures. First, to strengthen gender-responsive fiscal policy by integrating gender-responsive budgeting into national planning processes, increasing allocations to social sectors, and strengthening inclusive social protection systems that directly impact women. Second, addressing structural inequalities in labor markets by supporting women's transition from low productivity informal activities into higher value sectors such as agro-processing, mining value chains, and the green economy through skills development, market access, and affirmative procurement policies.
Energy Minister Makozo Chikote says government is confident that the decision to zero rate value added tax VAT and suspend excise duty on imported diesel and petrol for 3 months will help stabilize the petroleum market and ease pressure on fuel prices. Mr. Chikote says the measure is expected to provide immediate relief to consumers and businesses while cushioning the economy from the impact of rising global oil prices. He explains that the intervention is aimed at improving the affordability and accessibility of fuel, sustaining operations across key sectors, and preventing supply disruptions. Ms. Dajikote says the policy is also expected to promote smooth distribution and discourage speculative practices such as hoarding, thereby restoring normalcy in the fuel supply chain. The minister adds that more oil marketing companies, OMCs, are expected to participate in fuel imports following the VAT zero rating and suspension of excise duty, adding that engagements with OMCs are progressing, with some firms already making plans to import additional fuel stocks to supplement existing reserves and strengthen supply security in the coming months.
We should all understand that the temporal suspension of VAT and exercise duty underscore government's proactive approach to protect citizens and supporting economic resilience amid global uncertainties. Despite raising regional fuel prices, Zambia continues to maintain comparatively low prices, even following the recent adjustment announced by the Energy Regulation Board for April 2026. Government remains committed to closely monitoring the situation and implementing responsive measures to safeguard national interests.
Trade expert Posta Jumbe has urged government to adopt a proactive approach in implementing the 24-hour economy policy, stating that careful planning and coordination will be key to its success. Mr. Jumbe has noted that the policy presents significant opportunities for economic growth, job creation, and increased productivity if properly executed. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Jumbe has emphasized that the phased implementation of the policy must be guided by clear strategies that ensure efficiency and sustainability. Mr. Jumbe says government institutions need to align their operations and provide the necessary support systems to enable businesses to operate effectively around the clock. He has also highlighted the importance of strengthening security across the country following the lifting of the night travel ban on April 1st, stressing that enhanced security measures will be critical in building confidence among businesses and citizens.
There are a number of those things which are need to be looked at, and that calls for all the stakeholder engagement to see to it that these people are protected, and also this banning of night travel. I think where we are coming from, it puts also people to start using these illegal vehicles, of which it was the people were not guaranteed in terms of safety, in terms of security, because now these, some of these vehicles are illegal, and you know what it is when you are using illegal things.
Opposition Patriotic Front chairperson for elections, Dr. Frank Ngambi, has announced that the Independent Electoral Commission has resolved the dispute arising from the party's recent general conference, which resulted in the election of Lusaka-based lawyer Makebi Zulu as president. Dr. Ngambi, a member of the Central Committee, explains that following the announcement of the election results, several contenders, namely Dr. Chitalu Chulufya, Mr. Given Luwinda, Dr. Chishimbaka Mbwili and Mr. Grayford Monde filed a joint petition challenging the outcome, citing alleged irregularities and general malpractice in the conduct of the election. He says in response to the petition, the Independent Electoral Commission undertook a comprehensive review process which included the collection of all serialized ballots cast, along with the prescribed Gen 20 forms from across the country. Dr. Ngambi says these documents were subjected to thorough verification and a fresh tallying process, adding that all reported concerns regarding alleged malpractice were carefully investigated. He states that the commission is satisfied that the verified results are consistent with those originally announced, with Mr. Zulu being duly elected as president. In global news, four children, a girl and three boys, have been brutally stabbed and killed at a school in the Ugandan capital Kampala, police have said. A 34-year-old suspect has been detained, but the motive behind the killings is still under investigation, Uganda's police force added in a brief statement on X. The school has been named as the Gaba Early Childhood Development Program School in the capital's Makindye division. For more on other global stories, we monitored the BBC.
France's President Emmanuel Macron has rejected as unrealistic President Trump's assertion that a military operation could lift Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump's TV address last night failed to offer viable ways to reopen the crucial shipping lane. Mr. Macron also warned that bombing wouldn't provide a lasting solution to Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, Iranian forces are maintaining their drone and missile attacks on Gulf states, with a warning that the war will continue until the permanent regret and surrender of Iran's enemies. South Korea's president